Peru's remote areas are getting less quake aid, but a missionary team responds. A Southeast Asian missionary school grows to support new needs, and Bible school graduates in Russia reach the unsaved in Siberia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the wake of Peru's magnitude 8 earthquake, humanitarian aid was swift to appear in the affected urban areas. But some of the rural areas are seeing a slower response. Compounding matters, HCJB Global's Sheila Leach says the hospital in the region where they're working was completely destroyed by the quake. That's made worse by the lack of a field hospital.
We have not been able to do surgeries in setting bones out in the open air on the patio of the house or in the small little rooms at the side of the house where we're working on the patio.
Leach says their team is headed to some of the isolated areas crippled by looters.
The people there were telling us that they have not received any aid, and they are afraid to come to where we are in San Clemente because they're afraid of looting. They cannot leave their homes.
Leach says teaming with the church will help their outreach to the community. Pray for open hearts.
Samaritan's Purse has been setting up community kitchens in all of these places through the local church, and will be complementing their services by offering health care to the people in those areas.
Next, Food for the Hungry's team is responding to the quake in Peru. There are more than 16,000 families in need in Chincha. Food for the Hungry relief workers are distributing food, water, basic medical supplies, and temporary shelter. The team's working closely with pastors and church leaders during this effort. Please pray for the families impacted by the earthquake and for the health and safety of the staff as they provide emergency relief and Christ's love during this time. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Bridge International's Bible Training School in Russia is sending out passionate disciples. Igor, a 2001 graduate, began fruitful prison ministry, which authorities shut down. Undeterred, he served and shared his faith in the Orthodox Church. This summer, he felt God's call to vocational ministry. His relational connections and position in the marketplace will help him reach people in many walks of life. Pray that more graduates will help reach those in the 1040 window. Next, the increasing violence facing Christians in India today isn't stopping Living Water International from their work in that predominantly Hindu nation. LWI's Dennis Anderson was recently there. He says persecution against believers used to be worse in the north.
The south is catching up to the north in terms of persecution. And some of the governors or chief ministers are trying to push through anti-conversion laws or laws against evangelism. It's getting to be a delicate situation.
While Living Water International is a Christian organization, that fact isn't stopping their work. It's amazing because Anderson says,
everything we do is in conjunction with the local church. They're not holding us back for obvious reasons, then the government doesn't have to pay for it.
That's giving LWI ministry opportunities that some other Christian groups wouldn't have. However, that can only happen as funding allows. Anderson says your support will produce results that are eternal. And the huge influx of missionaries to Southeast Asia could double attendance at a missionary school in Thailand in 3 to 5 years. Thailand is a stable midpoint for areas that need Bible translation. Wycliffe Associates is helping the schools they expand. Bruce Smith says volunteers can come whenever they're available.
It's going to have a need for all different kinds of trades, from concrete work to masonry to carpentry, plumbing, painting, all of those kinds of skills. And people that are just also willing to help with their handyman kind of skills as well. And so this is something that a lot of people can plug into, and I don't worry about having too many people at this point.
Missionaries who are at ease about their children's education can stay in the field longer. Smith says there are decades of work to be done.
While there's several dozen translations that are in progress, there's a couple hundred more that haven't even been started. And so this is a long-term investment. We're looking at this in terms of its value for the next 30 to 40 years.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, and few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.